Alaska is experiencing the largest solar radiation storm in nearly a decade. Two solar explosions Sunday night sent a load of energy and particles towards the Earth's atmosphere.
The sun puts out an anomalous amount of X-rays pointing towards the Earth. And more importantly, the solar wind is at a much greater speed and much more energetic, which then causes impacts on the Earth's ionosphere and the upper atmosphere.
That's Carvin Scott, the chief of the Environmental and Scientific Services Division at the National Weather Service in Anchorage. The National Weather Service is calling it the largest solar radiation storm since October of 2003. The first particles from this storm began arriving early this morning. Carvin says there are reports of widespread disruptions to radio communication across the high-frequency bands. NOAA's Marty Rood works with the Amateur Radio Emergency Services Organization. He says the storm has impacted his tests.
It wiped my ability to send digital email through my HF rig until about 12 noon, and even that one wasn't rock solid. So the durations are kind of short. They could be longer depending on the solar flare, but for the most part, as far as HF radio, it could knock you out for a day or so, and then you're able to communicate again on an average, I would say.
Satellites are also vulnerable to the high-power solar storms and can turn off temporarily to protect their circuitry. GCI says there have not been any impacts to their services from the storm. One of the most visible effects of the increased solar activity is the likelihood of enhanced northern lights displays. Scott says the strength of the storm should allow the aurora to be seen across a broader geographic area, down to portions of the lower 48. And while the best displays are typically in the very early morning hours, tonight's displays should be visible shortly after sundown.
I think that it'll be one of these cases where it could be visible most of the night into the twilight hours of Wednesday morning.
The Alaska Geophysical Institute has issued a forecast labeled extreme. They predict highly active auroral displays visible overhead from Barrow to Bethel, down to Dillingham and Ketchikan. Sky watchers also experienced above-average northern lights shows this weekend. Scott says the recent events are connected and occur as part of an 11-year solar cycle.
We are ramping up over the next year to year and a half to where what we think will be the peak of the solar cycle, which means that this sorts of occurrences should be more frequent, meaning that more what we call coronal mass ejections and solar radiation storms.
And that means residents of Alaska will experience all that comes with the increased activity.
Over the next couple of 2 to 3 years, we should be expecting impacts to our GPS, impacts to our high-frequency communication, and certainly something that's really nice is being able to have more vivid and enhanced auroras.
The space weather forecast is good for viewing the enhanced northern lights. Equally important, however, is the amount of cloud cover and your local weather forecast. Reporting in NOAA, I'm Ben Matheson.